Welcome to MPC, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where we highlight nonprofit leaders and everyday heroes who are making an impact in our community through their purpose, their passion, and their generosity. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and I invite you to join me for a conversation about how our guest is making a difference and learn how you can make a difference as well. We have a local foundation right here in Waukesha County that was established in 1977 and is dedicated to securing and managing charitable resources to support educational excellence and workforce development. Thanks to the generosity of their donors, they've received over 20,000 gifts, totaling more than $30 million, with $5.5 million secured for the future of education. The story behind these numbers is bigger than you think. So let's learn who this nonprofit is and meet the new leader who is blazing the trail. Welcome to the show today, Robin Ludke, the newly appointed executive director of the Waukesha County Technical College, or WCTC, Foundation. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. Well, WCTC, the Waukesha County Technical College, is home to nearly 18,000 students pursuing associate degrees, technical diplomas, apprenticeships, high school, dual enrollment, and continuing ed. They have a median student age of 23, and 91% of graduates enter the workforce within 6 months of graduation. So the college continues to be a driving force for economic growth in our region. That's WCTC.
Yeah.
So tell us who the foundation is and why they exist.
Well, I always like to say that with everything great, there's always some magic that's falling alongside them. And that's really what the WCTC Foundation is. So as you mentioned, almost 50 years we've been around, kind of standing alongside the institution as they continue to grow and really be a vital resource for our region and our state. Our foundation serves really to broaden the community by, I would say, impacting our campus and giving opportunities to the workforce needs, our business community, and just really standing with the institution as they go after their mission, which is to have community prosperity and make sure that they're always giving to the community that gives to them so much. So the foundation stands alongside to do that by offering scholarships to students, expanding programs, looking at ways to bring in new equipment. Possibly there's some expansions, which we've been noted for, that would happen on our campus in Pewaukee or Waukesha, and really just rally around the institution as they continue to grow and expand for the betterment of our region and our economic development needs here.
You referenced, obviously, our location right here in Pewaukee, but you also said in Waukesha. So
yeah.
For those that may not know, there's also another campus.
Yeah. So thanks for mentioning 18,000 students, right? So, and that number continues to grow, which means that we need space. So we are blessed to have two campuses. Main campus you most are familiar with, which is our Pewaukee location right off of Highway 16. But then downtown Waukesha, we actually have a robust location there as well, which houses a lot of our healthcare and our human services programs that we bring online every day. So it's great. It has a full dental practice inside, offering 30 chairs, and really just a vibrant campus for us. And we're really excited about that growth there, too.
What I bet. Give us an idea what goes on at the foundation on a day-to-day basis.
Sure. So behind the scenes, we have a full service team that's ready and poised to support student success. So we do that through working with donors on opportunities of scholarships. We are constantly finding ways to bring the community inside the doors of the institution, giving you kind of a behind the scenes look as to what magic is really happening there. And that might be everything from our welding departments to our healthcare, our nursing needs, to the School of Business and so forth. And then we also are supporting our student life areas. So that could be anything from our local food pantry that we have on both campuses, to a career closet, to mental health and wellness, to other areas of focus. So really our goal is to wrap our arms day to day around the institution and make sure that we're able to support them as they continue to expand and grow and offer the needs of the future here in Waukesha County and our region.
Yeah. And you talk about the needs of the community and how you're growing. And I think apprenticeships and maybe the trades, they're stepping up. In my day, you know, everybody was like college bound,
Sure.
But the trades are really stepping up.
Absolutely. You know, one in five jobs here in Waukesha County makes up manufacturing, and it's one of our largest industries that we have. Over 1,000 manufacturers are within Waukesha County and those borders. And then right behind that, coming up strong, is your construction and those more of those skilled trades. And so we at our institution, we measure ourselves by how we are showing up for the business community. So when a business comes to us and they are pleased with the students that they have, we know we're doing the right thing. And I would say our School of Applied Technologies is one of the best in the state, continuously is doubled down on how they are delivering the needs of the workforce right now. So bringing AI into the mix of how we are integrating manufacturing, learning the bits and bytes, understanding the computer systems and robotics, and so much more has been powered through Waukesha County Technical College, specifically in manufacturing.
Well, what about, you mentioned scholarships. Many people think foundations only give scholarships. You obviously do that. That's one of the areas that you operate in. But what else do you support?
Yeah, great question. Again, thank you for the scholarship. Scholarships are one of the most important assets to what our foundation does. We administer funds out to, you know, over 250 students a semester. So it's remarkable.
250 a semester?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's remarkable.
Okay. Okay.
However, with that, there's also other supports. So emergency grants are something that definitely our foundation wants to continue to try to build. And so when our foundation can partner with the institution and stand up alongside a student and say, we've got you. You're okay. You have no idea what that's going to mean to a student. Mm-hmm. And so we really focus on that. We focus on other areas of donations. So a lot of times businesses want to be part of our equipment. They want to give to the expansion of our equipment to be able to bring new and notable programming online. And so they'll work with our foundation to do that. Just last year, Generac was able to focus on helping our fire EMS students with some real live mannequins. And that is equipment that now our students are touching and using on a daily basis that continues to give back to the community. And then we also have a local food pantry that started about 15 years ago through our Student Government Association and our Student Life Department. And so we have what we call the campus cupboard. It's a small cupboard on campus, and it allows a student to come and receive one bag a week. We at the foundation take in those donations. So we partner with the business community, organizations to do food drives for that. And we've seen an uptick in our need, 33% in the last year of students, which is a huge jump for that.
So the kids, whenever they, if they need something, they just go in and grab it?
Sure. So we actually
have, anything
they don't.
There?
It's, okay. It's a complimentary weekly grocery bag, and it comes with the essentials, protein essentials, and some of the other essentials that you would need to get through your week. We also have a career closet too. So we have a high succession rate of our students getting into employment, but we want to make sure they feel good when they're going out there and they're interviewing. And so the business community has partnered with the foundation and Career Connections at the campus to offer a pop-up closet called the Career Closet. And that is where a student can come in and go shopping. And it's complimentary to them. So they could pick up a tie or a pair of nice shoes.
Very good.
Button down, you know, shirts or blazers. And it just gives those students a little bit of an edge, a competitive edge. So what better way than when you feel good, you look good all around, it's going to be a good day for them.
Yeah. I think that's great to let the audience know, because in my role, I have people coming to me asking me, do you know about a nonprofit that does this or that? And I've got people coming to me asking, is there a place that accepts business clothes?
And
there used to be more of them, but there aren't as many anymore. So I need to add WCTC.
Yes, please do.
Okay.
You know, we always project excellence, and we want our students to be excellent in everything they do. And this is just one of the ways. And the business community jumping into that has been a huge success for us.
Well, wonderful. Well, give us an idea of who the students are that are receiving these scholarships and the support that WCTC Foundation gives.
Sure. Great question. Our students come from five areas of focus within the institution. So we have students in the healthcare industries, everything from nursing to surge tech, dental, and more, right? We have manufacturing, and that is everything from your welding to auto construction and so much more. We have students that are populating our School of Business. So that's your marketing, you know, your hospitality. We have a full service restaurant on campus, by the way. We have accounting. We have liberal arts, right, that are part of it. And then we have our School of Protected and Human Services. So full service salon on campus. We also have fire training grounds. We have robust shooting range for police, everything and anything. So scholarships are covering all of that.
So in addition to, you know, the things that we've talked about, how important the scholarships are and the campus cupboard and the closet, a career closet, it's also important to continually engage with donors and the broader community. How does WCTC Foundation do that?
Great question. I always like to say we are the community. We are your community institution, right? So you'll find the foundation anywhere and everywhere. We want to be part of your everyday conversation. And so how we do that is we bring you inside the doors. I always say the best way to see our campus is come and visit.
Mm-hmm.
Walk around, see our auto bays, see our fire grounds, right? Understand our salon. And so right now in the community, our job is to be outward facing so that we can bring you inside the doors. And we do that through events that we host. We do that through our social media, you know, communications or our virtual communications, and then simply just making sure that you know WCTC is top of mind.
And then you talked about events. I know you guys do quite a few of them, but help us understand the role that they play in the work that you do.
Yeah. So events for us, again, open the doors, but it allows our students. So the foundation will employ students to work these events. It's giving them a chance to level up and be in front of the community. But events for us really showcase the institution. And we have a variety of them, whether it is behind the scene tours, or it's an opportunity to be in our classic room, or we're bringing you together for a scholarship breakfast, which is when we want our donors to meet our students on one, or when we bring you for a large fundraising events, right? So our large one that we host every year, we like to bring our students in and allow those students to be part of the event.
No better way, obviously, too. It's one thing to sit in the audience in the events, but it's quite another to actually lead or participate in them.
Absolutely.
From a different perspective. Yeah. Well, I heard one of your events, the Forward Dinner, was a huge success, but I also heard that your story on stage had over 250 attendees reaching for the tissues. Apparently, there wasn't a dry eye in the room. So stay tuned, and we're going to dive into that particular moment after our short commercial break. So hang on, and we'll be right back.
Milwaukee's philanthropic community is brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. This year, EIG celebrates 30 years of thoughtful growth, personalized service, and community impact. From a kitchen table vision to a boutique wealth management firm, EIG has always put people first, offering transparent advice, fiduciary care, and education that empowers families for generations. To learn more, visit ellenbecker.com.
Welcome back to MPC, Milwaukee's philanthropic community. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and my guest today is Robin Lidke, the new executive director of the WCTC Foundation. So before the break, I mentioned this foundation's Forward Dinner. That was a tremendous success that hosted about 250 guests, had powerful student stories, and a real showcase of the impact WCTC is having in the community. But woven into that evening was your story. The story of how the foundation showed up for you during one of your darkest moments of your life. Can you share a little bit about your story and why you chose to stand on that stage and share something so personal with 250 of your now closest friends?
Yeah, thanks. Absolutely. Starting with the Forward Dinner, for us, it's really an opportunity of celebration and a chance to show impact. So you might see someone in baking a pastry and they are showing you specifically how to pipe on maybe some hot type of pastry that's come out of the oven. You may see someone from our criminal justice showing you how to do a proper handcuff maneuver. You might be able to weld yourself and a student's going to walk you through how to use the welding machine. And that's our goal. We want you to see what the students are doing every day. And truthfully, the students are excited to show it. Right? Like they love that aspect of it. It was the first one we hosted. We are delighted to say that we saw over 10,000 in support for that event.
Wow.
For me as a leader of the organization, and I don't want to speak for President Barnhouse, but I know he would feel the same. That just really shows that what we're doing is the right things for our community. That people believe in the institution and they want to invest in student success and program success. But you always have to talk about the why.
So important.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, I transitioned into this role and a lot of individuals knew about my background and supporting talent pipeline work and workforce development. I knew what those students felt like when they were excited about showcasing their programs. And I realized it was time for me to come forwards and share my why. And so instead of putting a traditional student on stage, instead of sharing their story, I shared mine. And it was, I'm not going to lie, it was very tough. It's going to be a little tough right now. I am blessed to be a WCTC alumni. I married, I had gone to college, and we had our first child. And I decided I wanted to go back to school. My husband was so thrilled.
He's like, really, Robin?
With a little one at home. So thrilled. And of course, when Robin wants to do something, Robin's going to do it. And I did. And I immersed myself at being a student. I went full time. I was almost 30 years old at that time in my life. But I was there full time and I'd signed up to be a student leader and was involved on campus and doing all the things that Robin would do. It was about the end of my first year coming into finals time. I was a high achiever, feeling really good about where I was heading into finals. And it's a lot to balance, right? You know, I have a little one at home and a husband and we're a young family. And my husband has really stepped up to kind of take us on financially as I, you know, dive into this journey. And I got one of the hardest calls probably of my life, that my mother had ended her life. I remember, you know, you just feel so lost. And you've put so much on your family by changing your path and, you know, not working and going to school. And I thought, how am I going to get this over the finish line? That's one more thing. I'm walking into finals. And I'm a proud human. You know, you don't want anybody to know. Somebody at that campus was able to find an angel, which is amazing. And all of the angel magic goes to my predecessor, Miss Ellen Phillips, just one of the most remarkable women who's out there, just truly leads with grace. And she tapped on the shoulder and somebody had given her wind. You know, I didn't tell a lot of people. I didn't want to be looked at as a student that was in crisis or in need. I had a lot of pride and I'm going to get through this. I have to figure out how I'm going to do finals, take care of my son, take care of my husband, and close out my mother's life, who doesn't even live in Wisconsin. You know, she lived in a different state, and I'm an only child. How do I do this? And so it was just me to take care of that. Somehow the foundation received wind of it, and the foundation is the reason I was able to stay in school. It was kind of one of those refreshing moments of, we've got you. And when you have an organization wrap their arms around with you, even a person, and allow you to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
And allow you to feel like you're not alone or that you have to do something on your own was a huge lesson for me.
Yeah.
It was one of the biggest life lessons that I probably will ever have, accepting help.
Yeah.
Understanding that that didn't make me smaller. And that was that moment when I realized WCTC was a home to me and it made sense. And I immediately realized the importance of this institution. It really is our community. And the institution was giving me a level up because they knew how important my education was to me.
And they knew you and they knew what you were capable of. And they said, surely we don't want to have this life event change the trajectory of your potential career.
I mean, you just said it better than I could, right? That's exactly what it was. What I also appreciated was the level of confidence, the ability for individuals to lock it in a vault, and it didn't walk with me, didn't become part of my persona. And you know, a decade and a half or more later, I, you know, stood on stage and it was the first time I really ever brought it forth. And it's hard when you know that some of your favorite instructors that are still there are in the room and they didn't know. And they come up to you afterwards and they say, why didn't you say anything? Yeah. And it was just that moment of, I'm a high achiever and I can do this. I just didn't know where to turn.
Right, right.
They also offered support, some counseling support that I didn't think I needed. Right away, honestly, Jill, until I came back. And having some of that support there, just knowing it was there and having an opportunity to have a few conversations, because life keeps going.
Yeah.
Even though a tragedy like this happens, the world keeps spinning and the water keeps flowing, and you have to find a way to keep going forward also. And the institution did that for me. I will forever be indebted to them.
Yeah.
But the goal of sharing it wasn't so that individuals in the room felt bad for me. But what I wanted to be conveyed was, there are hundreds of Robins walking around our institution every day. Mm. They are high achievers. They are highly motivated. They have grit and determination. They are going to always say yes because they want to.
Right.
But they have a lot happening behind the scenes
when they, you know, drive out of our campus and they go to the next step of wherever they're going, there are things going on. And what we want to do at the foundation is never make a student feel like they are alone. Right. And so we're blessed to have the donors that we do that showed up for us that evening and continuously show up, by the way. I was able to stay on track and graduate with high honors and serve as the student body president and one of the student leaders in the state and continued a brilliant life. And if those leaders were there in the room and they knew me and they believed in my success, well, for me to get here, I had something hard happen.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't for the donors and Ellen Foundation and the administration at that time, I wouldn't be where I was today.
You were able to take that unbelievable pain and turn it into purpose, which I think if people are able to do that, it's wonderful. But how much more wonderful to know that you have mentors. So it sounds like there's mentors woven all throughout the WCTC Foundation.
It is. And the campus, right?
And the camp and the school itself.
It's, yeah. I would say our instructors, our administration and our staff are there because they know that the students are changing their lives. Mm. And they get to be part of that.
Yeah.
So we have everything from vice provosts to instructors that actually serve as mentors one-on-one with students. And we have robust student affairs departments that are there to stand up with the student. Because at the end of the day, that student's success is ultimately the community's success.
Right, right.
It's us giving in to the student. It's what President Barnhouse says, which is so brilliant. It's the ability to live with community prosperity.
Mm. And, you know, I'm sure you hear all the time how the students would say that a teacher or a counselor
absolutely
is such a blessing, but then the teacher or the counselor would say, but no, you are such a blessing. I mean, you hear it all the time how someone is saying, you know, you're a blessing. No, you're a blessing. And it goes both ways, which is so beautiful.
It is. And, you know, it was important for me that evening to showcase that not every student's going to show you the signs. So when our donors have an opportunity to see that, I'm the real living proof of I am WCTC.
Yeah.
I am that billboard. I am the 91% of graduates. I am the proud alum. And I'm proud to stand there. And so for me to be able to come back to the institution, and I've served the institution since I left as a student in advisory council roles and on the district board, and I was going to continuously always show up to plug in. But I want them to see that there's so many more Robins out there.
Yeah.
And we have alumni all over this county, like I said earlier, and they plug in to what we're doing because they know that, again, as I said at the beginning, this is magic. And it's real and it's happening. The story was important because it gave the students hope as well. I had a lot of students that were there come up to me, and we've now seen where students are coming in and they're having more of those private conversations with me and our other leader. And what are your thoughts on this? And I have this going on, and we can now help start directing them to our student affairs area, which is set up to wrap their arms and hug them.
Yeah. You've given them hope and courage.
Sure.
You know, to plug in, to know that, oh, I'm not the only one that potentially went through this, and I can talk with Robin or anybody else that's going to help me along my journey. Well, I appreciate you sharing that. That was a very emotional story, but I think it was wonderful for our listeners to hear it.
Thank you.
So thank you. I understand that one of the exciting initiatives is this applied AI lab.
WCTC's claimed stake, obviously, in AI, artificial intelligence. We did that a couple of years ago, and we are leading the charge throughout the state. I'd argue throughout the nation. again, I'm biased, but and it's about bringing AI to a different thought concept. So we're all using AI on a daily basis, right? Our calendars are populating. We're using chat or you know, texting somebody on their phone, it populates the word right there. But what we're teaching you are the bits and bytes of how to create AI and how to make it and how to infuse it and how to take the data that's coming from it and wrangle it around so that you're making better decisions. And about a year and a half ago, our president Barnhouse, again, claimed stake and that we were going to move forwards with an associate's degree in AI, one of the first ones. And we've done that at successful full classes.
Oh, I imagine.
It's remarkable. Yeah. I mean, it's like, how
We didn't expect that. And of course, with everything, it's like the Kevin Costner moment. When you build it, they will come. And then all of a sudden, now we can't fit you all in there. And so quickly realized we are going to need to expand. And so we hosted a specific building on our campus, which is called the Q Building. And we had turned the downstairs of that into the Applied AI Lab, where businesses were plugging in, using our equipment and our systems to infuse AI into their companies. We had brought in a really robust director, and we've partnered with Generator, which is an organization helping entrepreneurs get off the ground and infusing AI into what they're doing. And we now have this great program that's being offered from students, and we're going, where is everybody going to sit? Right? Like, wow. I mean, really, we built it and they came, right? They drove. And so it was time to look at what is the next phase of this. And so President Barnhouse and I talked about what does that look like? And we kicked off a capital campaign with the support of Joel Quadracci and his family, who's been so generous to BCTC for many decades. The family came forward with $1 million leading gift. So when we went out and broadcasted, here's WCTC and we need your help. Mm-hmm. Again, I talked about earlier, it's okay to ask for help, right? And so between Joel and myself at the foundation and President Barnhouse and his remarkable team, we successfully got a capital campaign over the finish line in a year, which is unbelievable. Thank you. Some large companies, you know, are going to be inside the building themselves. So we are excited because that means the foundation was able to quickly, swiftly be able to gift those dollars to the institution. The institution is now moving towards to construction, which is the goal. And to see something grow that quickly, really shows that it's the right time for the institution, and the community is right there with them, standing alongside. So AI is moving forwards. And recently we were, the institution was announced to stand with Northwestern and their data science center and their programs, right? So we're with the medical college and we're with Freighter and we're with MSOE and we're with UWM. And it's just remarkable to see.
Yeah. You got something great started over there, and it'll be interesting to see.
You'll be able to see it goes from and how also, quickly. Yeah, so you'll be able to see it as you're driving past. It will be the Peeper Power Applied AI Lab here.
Okay,
Very exciting.
So that sounds like it. Wow. Well, it's great to hear all about the school, certainly what you're doing there, and also about the foundation and your story. So again, thank you for sharing that. If someone listening is interested in plugging in some way, whether that's with the school, because you represent the school as well, whether that's the foundation, maybe they're interested in some of the other things that you spoke about, what is the best way for them to plug in, and how can our listeners continue, because we understand they are stepping up, how can they continue to support your mission?
Absolutely. Thanks for asking. And that's crucial, right? That call to action. I'm a fundraiser, so I'm always going to tell you, I would be delighted to sit down with you and have a conversation about how you can plug into the foundation and better steward some opportunities for you throughout the institution. Best way to find us, all you have to do is Google WCTC, right? And it's going to come up and the website's right there. Page to the bottom, you're going to find a button for the foundation right there. Best way to do it, you're going to see my picture on there. You're going to see our staff, plug in an email, call us, or come to campus, right? Mm-hmm. It's your college. So come on over. We're located right at the Pewaukee location. We're right in the college campus center, right behind the flagpoles. So when you pull into the main drag, you just come up, park in one of those front spots. We've got our parking, pull right in, walk right in the front doors and say, I'm here to see Robin.
Yeah, Robin said I could come.
Robin said I'm here. And they're going to go, okay. I'm serious. That's, you know, it's always the best because you get to come and see it. It's your campus. I want it to be part of your life. But any of those ways, you can follow us on LinkedIn. You can follow us on Instagram. Right?
Yeah.
And again, we have the best of the best students. I mean, again, not biased. I mean, but biased.
Well, I appreciate you. Robin Ludke, newly appointed executive director of WCTC Foundation. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for sharing all the great work that you do and how you support education and for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah. Thanks for being here with our students.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Stay tuned. Tune next week to hear about another wonderful nonprofit organization like the WCTC Foundation and how they're making an impact in our community, and learn how you can do that as well. Always remember that whether you're at home, out in the community, or in your place of business, find a way to be a blessing and give a blessing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. If something in today's conversation resonated with you, share it with a friend or family member. And if you haven't already, subscribe so you never miss an episode. At Ellen Becker Investment Group, we believe education and community impact go hand in hand. That's why we love bringing you thoughtful insights from leaders and organizations who care deeply about making a difference in Milwaukee and beyond.
Please note, this podcast is intended for general informational purposes and to highlight philanthropic efforts in our community. The opinions and missions expressed on MPC do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellen Becker Investment Group employees and leaders. For more resources, visit ellenbecker.com. We'll see you next time.